It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Oh, I can't hear you.
According to a recent report, less than 2% of the women in the world believe they are beautiful. This is absolutely heartbreaking. And we feel that regardless of your shape or size, every woman is beautiful. Beauty is really about tapping into that confidence. And we are very lucky to have the wonderful Vicki Townsend-Petrelli. I hope I said that. We're going to let David tell us more about her. Vicki, maybe you can tell us more about yourself and pronounce your name for me.
Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. It depends upon the day. It's Petrelli.
Well,
so thank you. Thank you so much for asking. Most people give Vicki, up about five syllables ago.
Oh, no. I'm a trooper. All right, Vicki, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I founded an organization called Inspiration University, and we kind of help women with that personal and professional development so that we help them feel that beauty from the inside out. You guys talk about those wonderful topical cosmetic solutions that you have, and I heard you guys talking about some amazing kale chips a few minutes ago that I am a huge fan of, and that's, you know, awesome. Treating your body right so that comes out as, you know, beautiful skin, and, you know, you radiate a certain glow. But what I talk about and what I'm really passionate about is that beauty from the inside that comes from that self-confidence. Because, you know, a pretty face is nothing if you have an ugly heart. And that comes out on your skin too, right? Mm-hmm. skin. So you know what? So
oh,
today,
definitely.
I kind of came in today, you know, what I want to do every time I come in here with you guys, I always kind of want to bring in something that you guys can do and your listeners can take home and kind of do some things with so that they can kind of interact with what we're kind of talking about here today. So I kind of came up with some strategies and some ideas on how to develop your inner beauty. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Let us have it. I love it.
And I'm going to chime in here because Vicki won me over the first time I met her. And I got to go to an event with Inspiration University. And I got to tell you, I mean, you've said it. I'm repeating exactly what you just said. You can meet the most beautiful person. And it truly, what makes them beautiful starts on the inside. It's not just confidence. It's how they carry themselves. It's how they treat others. It's their smile. And there's so many things that she has taught. You've helped inspire with me. Everywhere we go, I laugh. I got to tell you a quick story real quick from the weekend. We're friends on Facebook, okay? And all of a sudden, I start seeing pictures of her at a wedding. I'm sorry. to share this. And so I point out underneath, please tell me you know these people. The next thing you know, she didn't. She's becoming friends with strangers. Next thing you know, she's taking pictures with the bride and groom. And I'm laughing at the wedding crasher, but it's I can't say she crashed it. She became friends with everybody. And it's that confidence, that beauty of Vicki that comes through that she's inspired in so many. And I'd love to hear some of the ways you do that.
Well, you know, my philosophy is that, you know, beauty isn't about having a pretty face. It's about having a pretty mind and a pretty heart. And a pretty soul. So there's a few things that we can do, and it's kind of simple. And the first thing that I like to do is to just speak with kindness and love. Because if you speak with kindness and love, and you know, there's something that I'll send you, and maybe you can put it up on your Facebook page, David. It's the acronym for THINK. Have you ever seen that little meme kind of thing?
Share with us.
THINK. So you think about the acronym THINK. First, is it T, true? Is it true? Is it honest and helpful? Does it inspire? Is it necessary? And most important, is it kind? So if you kind of start every time you speak, and you know, I think that you and I kind of were going back and forth on my Facebook today, because when you speak with kindness, that really gives you some really pretty lips. I just think so. So the second thing that you can do to kind of develop that inner beauty is to make an I love me list. Not about those pretty lips or those hips that don't lie or your great hair, but are you a caring person? Are you loving? Are you kind? Are you sincere? Are you positive? And, you know, when you go through that process of writing out, you know, your strengths, it gives you that evidence of your greater inner qualities that you may not even be aware of.
Maybe a few I need to work on.
There you go. There you go.
Truthfully.
You know, and then
sorry, was that out loud?
Yeah. The third thing that you can do, and this is what I'm doing doing right now is surround yourself with amazing people that inspire you to live a life full of love and creativity and abundance. So here I am with David Pollack, Just Ask David. So that's why I surround myself with people just like you that value your own inner beauty and helps me help my inner beauty shine through.
No, it's the other way around. Aww. And so that is why I hang with you for the same. We think very much alike in a lot of ways. And so the key is how to instill this in others. What are the takeaways people can get and make some changes in their life where they can be more confident, share that with others even.
Absolutely.
And feel more beautiful.
And it comes out. It just comes through.
They need to think. I like that.
The a couple other things you can do is just kind of observe and develop your inner beauty. And how do you do that? You know, you just be you. You show, you know, those great qualities that you have, the compassion, patience, love, and you just practice them every day.
Tell us think one more time, because I really like
it. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm going to send it to you, and you'll put it up on your page.
Say it one more time for the listeners think. That are driving and can't
okay.
see it.
Is it true? Is it honest and helpful? Will it inspire others? Is it necessary? And is it kind?
I love that.
I know. It's really cool.
I love that. Too.
I know. That's that Facebook stuff comes at you like that. And you go, okay, that one makes sense.
But if you could live life living with that, you know, based on think, all of a sudden you realize yourself and you're inspiring others and it comes full circle. And I think the other thing you hit on is surrounding yourself by that like-minded people, I should say. Because you said it, I started laughing. You and I would be the only two that could go to a
wedding.
Park
and find somebody else's wedding.
Hey. I could do that too, you know.
See, we surround ourselves with another person. It's like a magnet. You just all of a sudden attract like-minded people. If you think about that.
Exactly.
And so it doesn't take much. I meet a lot of people, and I'm sure some of our listeners are saying the same thing, but I'm sure I can't do that. It has nothing to do with being shy. It's just being confident yourself and living with this, thinking things through,
and speaking with kindness and love. And that isn't that pretty. I mean, like, and look at us. We're all sitting here and we're smiling.
Yep.
How beautiful is that? How beautiful is a great smile?
I'm sorry. Speaking with kindness and love. We need to speak with kindness and love to ourselves. We're so hard on ourselves, especially as women. We critique every little flaw. And then I think we look in the mirror, and if what we see isn't beautiful or we don't think it's beautiful, then we don't even take into account our heart and what a good person we are. And that's such a shame.
The last thing on my list.
Yeah, I'm sitting here that I walked in. It's avoiding negative talk. Oh my gosh, we're like,
and
all
I didn't
related.
See the list. I swear.
One of my biggest things in avoiding it is avoid people with drama or negativity, which you and I've talked often about. And the other is, I hate to say it, I avoid the news. The news is so negative with drama. You get tired of hearing about it.
You know, we need better news on. We need good news. That's what we need.
Yes, exactly.
Unfortunately, it doesn't sell. So, you know what? My final thoughts on inner beauty is that your inner beauty is unique to you. You know, we need to celebrate it. We need to unleash our inner beauty and realize that we are a magnificent gift to the world. And self-confidence comes from knowing the beauty that you possess on the inside. So for me, that is inner beauty and self-confidence.
That is true.
Well, what about this negative self-talk? Just in the last couple minutes, give us some tips for that. When we start it, we need to like take a deep breath. What are things to turn it off and change it around?
Well, you know, our own self-talk, when we talked about that think just a minute ago, you know, is it true? Is it honest? Does it inspire, necessary? And is it kind? You need to do that to yourself. Right? Because if you don't talk kindly to yourself and you don't give yourself the fuel of being filled with all of that, you know, the love and compassion and all those things that you need to experience for yourself to be able to radiate it outward. So I think it first starts with inward talk.
And stuff you're looking out for, what you're expecting of others, you need to start offering to others.
Yeah.
And that's something I think most people don't realize.
And people will be drawn to your positivity, and you'll start attracting loving and caring individuals because that's what you're exuding.
All right, Vicki, give us your website.
It is www.inspiration-university.com. Thank you for asking.
Well, I hope you'll be a regular with us. I adore you, and I wish I could crash a wedding with you. You're listening to Lisa Davis with beauty expert David Pollack, and this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Remember, think happy thoughts. Don't beat yourself up. Stay well.